stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's August 12th and we're back with you.
We're back.
We're always here, reliable and dependable and everything. Except that sometimes we don't show up, like on Friday.
Yeah. But except for that one time. And then there was that one time. And
exactly.
Then
but otherwise, no. You can count on us
otherwise,
being here.
Otherwise, we're here.
So we have a very busy show. We have about three people calling in today. So we're looking forward to that and stuff. Let's see if we can keep track of all of them.
Yeah.
And great guests for the rest of the week. Tomorrow we're going to have... if it doesn't change again, because we changed it three times, Rachel Batura, who was on Howard Stern doing some great impressions, and I saw that and I thought, we got to get her on the show. So a couple of times we had to reschedule with her, but hopefully she'll be here tomorrow. She's very funny.
Nice.
So yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And then some great guests the rest of the week too. So I'm happy about that.
Good
yeah.
deal. Well, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I actually was happy that they captured that child kidnapper. Did you hear about that one?
No.
There was like an Amber Alert for a few days.
Oh, no, just kidding. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
So they killed him and they rescued her. So she's doing well. And, you know, I guess the thing was there were some riders in the forest and they saw them, mm-hmm. and they felt something wasn't right, you know, they didn't match or something, you know, because, I mean, she's a 16-year-old girl, she probably looked frightened and everything,
yeah.
you know, so...
Yeah, it's amazing how all that plays out, you know?
Yeah, I know, so it's like you never know, and he went into the wilderness, too, like, you wouldn't expect anybody to see him there.
Yeah, ugh.
So I'm so happy for the girl, I mean, you can just imagine what... She had to go through, you know?
I know. At 16. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Wow. And this is like a guy like her uncle, you know? I mean, that's how close he was to her.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Too creepy.
It's bad, yeah. But I guess they still can't celebrate because the mother and the son were killed by this guy.
Yeah.
He burned them in the house,
yeah.
in his house.
Yeah, it's like you think you know somebody, you know? And...
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what a monster lies in there.
Ew, ew, ew.
Just, I know.
I know.
You know what I was devastated to hear today is there's this woman I kind of know on Facebook. We don't know each other, but on Facebook and stuff, she's mm-hmm. been like a phone guest on the station a couple times. She posted that her son was murdered in Colorado by a robber.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine he and his wife? And so I'm just thinking about it, and I'm going, my God, you know, it's like you never know what's going to happen.
No, you
know?
Don't.
And then suddenly you just get like, you know, a bomb drops on you, and you go, fuck this shit, man. It's like, I can't believe it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, I know. It's you know,
it's
and that's what sucks nowadays is that it's, you know, it's just going to, with all these crazies, it just has everybody looking over their shoulders all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, people are having, you know, anxiety and depression, and it's like there's so much bad stuff going on.
Right, yeah.
Terrible.
I know. And the thing is that, you know, you're thinking if it was sort of like coming, if it was expected, if he was sick or something, that's one thing. But mm-hmm. when it's so sudden like this and you totally don't expect it, it's like a total shock. I mean, I don't know how you can even sit on Facebook and write, but... I would imagine, you know, grieving and everything, You want to, you know, you want to let it out and stuff. But my God, man. So that's Tracy Davis, for those of you who know her. And my heart goes out to her. So anyway, yeah, so that's a sad way to start a Monday. But at the same time, well, there was, you know, it was a happy thing where they found the girl, I guess.
Yeah.
That's, so, thank
God.
Yeah. So did you have a nice weekend?
I did, actually.
Awesome.
I went to Palm Springs yesterday for my my best buddy Joe Montefiore. It was his birthday, so we rented a house just for the weekend.
Wow,
it's like,
all right,
whoever wants to come and hang out, you're welcome to. So you know, I mean, we would have come up for the whole weekend, but Nikki had to work. So, and I'm like, she's never been to Palm Springs, so I'm like, oh,
so
girl, we gotta go.
Her,
And yeah, so we went up for the day, and it was just, oh my gosh, it was just a beautiful day. It was amazing. The house was all the way at the end of the street. So we were like right on the mountainside right there. It was
nice.
Gorgeous view. And
hold that thought, because we have gorgeous view and everything. Sounds good to me. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sam. How are you? Hi, Mia.
Good. Hey. Good. Who's calling?
My name is John Dorenzo. I am an actor from the East Coast, and I was calling in to speak with you guys today.
Sounds good, John.
How's it going?
Hi, Mia. How you guys doing over there?
Good.
We're good.
Good. How did you find out about us?
Mia and I happen to be Facebook friends, and we were chatting, and I thought maybe it would be a good topic, you know? The East Coast acting scene has been flourishing. It differs from what goes on in the West over there, I believe, from what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it'd be a good topic, you know?
Yeah. Have you been here before in L.A.?
No.
No, you've never been here, huh? So
no,
you definitely have to check out the actor scene out here, man. I mean, it's happening. But but yeah, in New York, there's a lot of stuff happening in New York, too. So
New York's a big market. Philadelphia is a little more cult-like. It's very maybe kumbaya, let's say, you know.
Right.
I hear New York is it's a tough scene, just like on the West Coast.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Have you lived there all your life in New York?
Born and raised in the East Coast here, about 20 minutes outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, you know, I'm a single father, family business here, so I've been pretty grounded as far as my ability to pick up and move, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So you have your own business and you're an actor at the same time?
I do.
Really?
I happen to be hired from the restaurant business. I owned a restaurant for several years. I am now in the bicycle industry. I own a bicycle shop.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, man, it's great. Business is awesome. It allows me the flexibility in the winter and fall to really pursue another career. And, you know, I was searching for something that could be done in parallel with my current career. And the acting just happened to come about as a mistake, actually.
Really?
Know?
So how did that happen?
A friend of mine, we have some casting agents here on the East Coast that, like, you know, the three or four major powerhouses are Heery Casting, Kathy Wickline Casting, Mike Lemon Casting. So, you know, they post on Facebook, and a friend of mine at a wedding said to me, John, you got this look. You know, have you ever thought about doing any acting? He says, keep an eye on Heery Casting. They post for stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I saw a post, and it was for, you know, after M. Night Shyamalan's movie with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for military types, my age group. I sent my picture. 3 days later, Jason from Heery Casting calls me at work, and he's like, hey, it's Jason. Could you be at a fitting tomorrow for a Will Smith movie? And I'm like, yeah, you know.
nice.
Like, you know, who wouldn't want that call, you know? That was March 15th, I think, like 2012. And a couple days later, here I am. I'm in a room with, you know, shaking M. Night's hand as he's, you know, congratulating me or you know, introducing me. And, you know, like Will Smith sitting in a chair next to me, it's just crazy. You know?
Wow, yeah. So that was an experience for you.
It was a great experience. That was my first job, and I happened to have worked as a waivered actor on there. So I was, I think I got six waivers on my first job. So I'm SAG eligible as of right off the bat. So now my feet are wet. I have a little taste of the acting community, and I, you know, jumped right in. Here I am 16 months later, 10 feature films with 4 principal roles. I've been on a couple television shows. I had a principal role in a commercial and 3 other featured roles. So it's really starting to snowball for me.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
That's great that you were able to, you know, jump into an opportunity like that. Because if you were to, you know, look around the room, if you were, you know, in an audition room, there are all those other people that have been doing this for years that wanted that part. And here you just, you know, come in and sweep it away. It's pretty amazing. You're lucky.
It was.
That's great.
It actually was a real surreal experience. It was amazing how it happened. Like, they had us all, we got fitted. They had us outside. A guy named Jim Beaver, who he's actually like a military consultant. This guy's worked on like Heartbreak Ridge since 86. 60 movies that everybody's heard of, Behind Enemy Lines, Call of Duty, Letters from Your Gina. I can go on and on. Like, and he's training us how to be soldiers, and M. Night and his director comes out, takes out a couple people, tells everybody else they can go home. I'm one of those couple people, and here I land a feature role in one of Will Smith's new movies.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know, that's the way to do it. I don't know if in L.A. it would have happened to you, but... I mean, here people have to work very hard, although I'm sure in New York it's the same way. In New York, you guys get a lot of TV shows and movies and things like that. So, I don't see why everybody comes out here and then it's so, like, competitive, you know. Go somewhere where it's not as competitive.
Well, and also we've got the weather.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's a big reason why I moved out here. Because those Chicago winters are very similar to the New York winters.
Yeah, we thought we'd rub your face in it, but...
on the West Coast, I think it's just acting is the business that's there. On the East Coast, it's almost like magic when you tell someone you're an actor. They look at you like with googly eyes. It's just a business, but it's not really, you know, you don't see it a lot here.
Right.
The Pennsylvania film tax credits are capped at $60 million right now.
Wow.
And it's really keeping the Keystone State, you know, under wraps as far as what they're able to put out there is with their motion pictures and television and commercials. They tried to uncap that this year, but it looks like it's going to stay at $60 million until at least 2017 or 2018.
Wow. Well, sounds good, man. So tell people where they can find you if you want to promote yourself a little bit. And you can even plug your bicycle shop if you want. Although we can't go there, yeah.
That would be awesome. Right now, I'm just taking classes and I'm staying non-union. So I do have an IMDb page, but not much up on there. So I utilize Facebook as much as possible. So, you know, just my full name, John DiRenzo, and they can be searched on Facebook. My bike shop is tricountybicycles.net. We happen to be a global supplier of vintage and classic bicycle parts, actually.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
And where's your location? Do you have a retail location, too? I mean, can people just come and...
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in downtown Pottstown, Pennsylvania. We happen to be number one bike shop 3 years in a row. Business is great, and, you know, it allows me to pursue my acting career.
Yeah, very good, man. Well,
good
all the best to you, and you're a single dad, too. So, congratulations to you. You know, I mean, you're doing very well. It sounds like your life is going pretty well. How old are you, by the way?
I am 44 years old right now.
Wow. You see, it's never too late to start. Never too late to start a career in anything, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's not, and even, you know, because the way that the benefits work with the Screen Actors Guild, you know, I have another, you know, 20-some years to build my credits for retirement.
Right. Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's because, you know, being self-employed, there's no fallback for me. There's no retirement. There's no benefits. So that's why this really, you know, I took this further when I realized I could, some benefits and some career moves like that. It really worked out for me.
Right. Awesome.
I encourage anyone on the East Coast to, you know, if they are on any level acting, to stick in with it, because it's really turning around with the Sun Centers. That was the studios just built in Aspen, PA. You know, it's easy with film.org. You jump on there, and there's a lot of student work. We have Drexel, we have Temple, we have Philadelphia, you know, University of the Arts. A lot of indie directors that are really coming up. Christopher Romano with Slurkey Productions. He's just knocking stuff out. You know, they're really striving to bring something unique and creative using a concept called organic filmmaking. Uh-huh. You know, so it's, you know, you're going to see a lot coming out of Philadelphia really soon, actually.
That's true. Yeah. Well, anyway, what was your last name again, John?
Dorenzo. It's Dorenzo. DiRENZO.
Okay, John Dorenzo. Thank you so much for calling in,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for calling.
Sam, nice talking to you. Hey, I am a listener over here, so keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
You.
Thanks for listening, John. All the best.
Ciao.
Good luck. Bye. Bye.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, you know, you don't think of acting in New York and stuff, but, I mean, they make so many movies out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And New York is more the, you know, the stage, Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly.
People go
fashion
out there for
and,
that and then come out here for acting.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
and then everybody's competing for the same parts here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's so also, difficult. I mean, even in Chicago, there's, you know, there's quite a bit going on. It's picking back up, but man, I just couldn't do another winter.
No.
It's so hard.
Wow.
It's so cold.
Anyway. I know. So back to Palm Springs, we're probably going to have a guest call in any second, but you had a nice view, you said. And
Yes, it was amazing, like pool, hot tub
situation. So you just rented
like
a random house or something, or what?
Yeah, and it was beautiful. The house was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, where do you find this stuff? It was incredible. And just really, really great group of people.
Wow. How many people were there, do you think?
Throughout the, you know, throughout the whole weekend, there were different people, you know,
coming and going.
Yeah,
okay.
But yesterday, there was about, I don't know, maybe like 12 people, 10, 12, yeah.
So
it was a pretty good,
pretty
good turnout, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, Nikki and I had a great time. It was just so, so relaxing.
Yeah. And so hot,
nice.
Too, huh? It's so hard to lie, to lay out in the sun, right?
Yeah, that's why it was great having the pool right there. Because they had, like, the little floaties in the pool, so you could just lay out
in the pool. Yeah, that's the only way to do it, man.
Yeah, and what's, you know, what's great was that all the, you know, it was just kind of one of those, like, when in Rome situations, but all the guys that were there, they're all gay. Gay couples.
Really?
So all of us females, you know, one girl just takes off her top and we're all like, oh my gosh. And she's like, whatever, you know, and my buddy Joe was like, yeah, honey, no, nobody here is straight. Like, who cares? I'm like, oh, okay. And I see the other girl takes off. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like all the girls are just standing topless. But I'm like, you know, they have the point. We're the last house. We're in the middle of nowhere. No one can see us, you know.
So you joined the group.
Like, well, when in Rome.
Wow.
So
what's the difference? What if there were a straight guy there? What's the big deal?
Then I wouldn't do it because I feel like, you know, and see, that's the thing about, like, places like Europe, you know? Like, I guess straight guys aren't as creepy over there as they are here. Like,
because
everything's so censored here, you know what I mean? So it's like, if a straight guy sees boobies, he, like, freaks out, like, oh, boobies. But
yeah,
like,
but
dude,
why do you have to worry about him? Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
You know? And it's, whatever.
Besides, you don't know. I mean, if it was one of your group and stuff, he wouldn't go crazy. He would just kind of go along with it.
I don't know. I still I don't think I would do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But with gay guys, you do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like, it didn't feel weird at all.
Wow.
Like, we were like,
see, it's all
right,
in your head, man. It's all in your head. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I just feel like America is so censored compared to Europe, you know.
That's true.
Like, well, that's what they do in Europe all the time, you know.
Right.
It's no big deal. And
so you be the forward-thinking one and go ahead and do it, you know, and just say, what the hell? I don't care if he's a straight guy. As long as he doesn't touch me, that's fine, you know. Oh, God, that's funny, though.
Know. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I never heard of something like that.
It was a fun time, but yeah, no, I don't. If there was other.
See, it pays to be gay, man.
Yeah. I mean, they just thought nothing of it.
Wow.
You know, like no big deal.
So it was without exception, all the guys there were gay. That's what you tell me. How can that happen? I mean, how can a group of people only have gay friends?
Well, I mean, all the straight friends had come different days, I guess. It just sort of happened that way. It's funny how, right, you know, we looked around, we're like, actually, yeah, that's true. You're right. Like, none of the guys here are straight. And it's all, you know, just us females. And everybody's like, all right, whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, it was very, very liberating.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I felt like such a rebel. I would never do something like that, you know, like ever. I'm so, you know, like conservative in that sense. Like, right. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know.
Cover me up.
But yeah, but I don't know. It's just all, you know, people, you know, really good friends I knew well, and nobody cared. So it's like, all right.
Sounds
when in
good.
Rome, that was kind of our
exactly.
our little slogan for the day.
Yeah, go with the flow.
yeah, but yeah, that was people think like, oh, but what's fun there to do in Palm Springs? Just relaxing. It's like, yeah, but it's about, you know, it's about the people that you're with.
You're
it was great because it was relaxing, but it was fun because the people you're with are so much fun.
Right.
And then at night there was, at about 11 o'clock, I don't know if anybody else saw it, but there was a meteor shower.
Shower, huh?
Yeah.
Was it last night?
I saw one real big one that went by. Like, it was like a massive shooting star. Like, I've seen shooting stars, but this was like, it was big. It was exciting.
Yeah.
We were roasting marshmallows.
I saw some on TV or on a picture on the internet, and there was like a lot of it going on.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the meteor shower ones. So.
Yeah, and it was great because you can see, you know, it's Palm Springs, so it's like you can actually see stars there. Where here in LA, you've really got no chance of all the, you know, smog and building and, you know, bright lights everywhere.
Yeah,
but
it's definitely mostly the lights though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The lights. So when you go into dark places, you can see a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty ideal viewing over there in Palm Springs.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So where's our next guest? They were supposed to call in 7 minutes ago. What happened? We're going to have another guest in a few minutes, and hopefully they don't both call at the same time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we can have a talent agent and a singer in the same show. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and we had an actor.
Yeah.
So
mixing it up, man.
Oh, gosh. Entertainment day today.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, the industry.
The industry, let me tell you, yeah. So have you gone on any auditions or anything? I mean, has anything come up for you?
Yeah, I've gone on a few. You know, commercials and stuff.
Cool.
But, the thing is sometimes with that is, like, you never know what they're looking for. You know, you get in there and there's, you know, every hair color, every race, you know, it's like you don't know, you know, what they want.
Really? So when you go to like a commercial audition, you don't know what kind of person.
Sometimes
they don't say like age, things like that.
No, sometimes they're very specific.
Right.
You know,
that's
to
what
a T.
I mean.
But sometimes you walk in there and there's, you know, blondes, brunettes, redheads, Asians and black people and, you know, everything.
Yeah. God.
Everything.
It's got to be tough, man, you know, competing with all these people.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think I'd ever do that, you know, but I do have to admit that the reward of all this is definitely worth it, you know.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if you become rich and famous and stuff, it's really worth it, you know, because your life changes completely. I don't know if it changes for the best for some people, but I think for the most part, you know, you become rich and famous, your life improves quite a bit. So I can see why you'd want to go through all the abuse for a chance to get there, you know? Wow.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
life. That's life. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess Apple's going to introduce the new iPhone next month. And I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, the rumors are saying it's going to look the same as the 5. It's probably going to be called 5S or something. And to me, it's like, I mean, that's not progress, you know? I mean,
no,
the thing is, I realized, you know, I'm now realizing that without Steve Jobs, Apple can't fucking innovate with his shit. You know?
No.
They don't seem to. I mean, you don't go with the same phone, the same design, and And I mean, yeah. The iPhone 5 is really an extension of the iPhone 4.
Well, yeah, I feel like there was, they had the original one, the 3, and then the 4 was just very slightly different, but then the 4S was still the same.
Right.
And now they've come out with the 5.
And then the 5.
So now the 5S or whatever they're going to call it, or the 6, is going to look the same until they come out
with the 5 is a lot like the 4S. It's
what
just,
more could they possibly...
Yeah, well, add? I guess they can put more into it. They can change the design a little bit to make it look a little fresh and stuff. But yeah, that's the thing, is that it's their job to come up with ideas, not ours, But that's what innovation's about. They make you realize there are things you didn't know you needed until you have them,
Right, yeah.
So, So it's going to be that they really haven't changed the design in years. And then, there's so much competition in the market that I don't know how they're going to continue doing if they don't really come up with some new things,
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. They're also supposed to come out with a cheaper iPhone, the 5C or something, which is made of plastic and I don't know. Yeah. I mean, not like a toy, but as opposed to the aluminum that the iPhone has and the glass and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally like the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
I like the the size and shape of it.
Do you have the 5? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, this is the 5.
Yeah.
I had my first smartphone was a first generation Android Evo. And I had that thing for 2 years, and then your contract is up, and it just, giving me a bunch of problems. That thing was like a freaking brick, man.
Really?
I knew the iPhone 5 was going to be coming out, so I'm like, well, I might as well wait, even though my contract is up, I might as well wait for the iPhone 5. I'm like, oh, it's coming out, and it was like, 6 months later, oh, it's coming out soon. Like, really?
Yeah.
I just remember it just taking forever.
Yeah.
And then I had, kind of pre-ordered it, but then they never, called me with my pre-order. So then I just had to go in and buy it like everybody else. I'm like, what was the point of this? That's so screwed up and
I know,
stupid.
It's like...
But by the time I finally got it, I'm like, okay, good. I've got, the latest, greatest for now,
I remember with the 4S and the 5, when it came out, you had to, make reservations online within, a 15-minute window, and then you had to go and pick it up at the store, So it gets to be, a very hot item every time they release a new one. But, I mean, what's the excitement? So wait a few more days, you waited a year or whatever.
Yeah, well, I actually had to wait a month after it came out. That's how long it took. I don't know, maybe the people at Sprint just screwed up.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, I know. But this one is, it's going to be now September 10th. I don't know when they'll actually have it available.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also, my contract was up and I went and tried to... Android phones, and they didn't really work for me. I didn't like I didn't like the Galaxy 4 or the HTC One, which were nice phones, but I don't like the Android. I don't think I like it at all.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I like the, comparing the two, and I had the Android and then this one. Because when that Android came out, the one that I had, they were calling that one the iPhone killer. That was like the first phone to really break through and do, I guess, a little bit better sales than the iPhone did.
Right.
So, I mean, at the time, it was really cool.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But then they came out with so many other different ones with the 3D screens and everything. And
yeah.
And I was just like, oh, no.
I know. Those 3D cameras are pretty cool, too, But they haven't caught on that much. I don't see them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they definitely didn't. Anymore. The 3D thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah. And talking about 3D, I went to a movie with my daughter yesterday. It wasn't a 3D movie, but I remember this because they had all these glasses lined up for another 3D, for another movie or something. But we went to see Elysium with Matt Damon.
Oh.
Have you heard of that? I would never go to see that movie, man.
Oh,
my gosh. It's so futuristic,
I have to bring this up because that's why I laughed when you said it, because there's a huge inside joke with that movie.
Oh, really? So hold on a second, because we got the next guest.
Oh,
Colin
Wrightwer
is about to embark on the new topic there. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. It's Brittany Kwasnik calling.
Yes, Brittany. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Montreal.
Oh,
Quebec.
Wow.
Oh,
a Canadian.
Check you
there
out,
you
eh?
Go. Yeah. We had...
I am Canadian.
Yeah. The other day we had a guest from Montreal too, right?
Yeah.
So, Brittany, you're a musician, right? And
I'm a musician.
Yeah, and I see you play the guitar and everything. So you sent us a couple songs. We'll get to those in a minute. But you're a pretty young singer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I started my music stuff back when I was about 13, 14.
Wow.
I actually am 19 now.
Oh, wow.
I'm still young.
Yeah, look at you, man.
But
you get your whole life ahead of you.
Exactly. And I'm getting older, I feel.
Jeez. I know.
Aren't we all, girl? Aren't we all?
19 is very old. I
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, I know a lot more now than I did when I was like 14 years old, releasing music.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been like my whole life that I've been doing this.
Really? Well,
even
that's
been
pretty
just
cool.
A few years.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool, you know, because, I mean, I started music early on, playing the guitar and stuff, but I never really did anything with it. So, yeah, so I like that you love it so much that you realize, gee, there's nothing else I want to do, and you pursue a musical career, you know.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because actually, like, when I was a kid, my doctors told me that I'd never be able to sing. So
really?
I was actually the type of kid that was like, I had a feeling I would never be able to do it because I had a vocal cord dysfunction, and my vocal cord is working backwards. So
really?
I growing up, I never thought that I'd be doing this today.
Wow. What do you mean about your vocal cords? What does that mean? They go backwards.
So basically, yeah, my vocal cords, they were working backwards.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I never knew that was even possible. When you breathe in, your vocal cords will open up, allowing air to pass through. But for me, they were closing.
Oh, wow.
So every time I would take in a... Every time I'd breathe, you'd hear, like, a squeak sound. It kind of sounded like a mouse.
Yeah.
And it was not easy living with that, especially as a kid, you know, because, like, all the other kids, they'll make fun of me and all of this stuff. Yeah, so it was a struggle, and I did a lot of therapy to try and overcome it, and thankfully, after many years of therapy, I finally got it under control, and then kind of in secret began to sing, and one day, my mom actually taught me singing and writing songs and playing guitar, and everyone was really surprised.
Oh, really? Wow, that's cool.
Wow.
So your mom was into it, yeah.
It's an amazing little story.
Yeah, well, it's funny because when I was, like, just at the moment when I started realizing that I can sing and kind of go against my doctor's orders kind of thing, I was doing it in secret. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell my friends. It was
kind of
just, like, the thing I would do by myself.
Wow.
And my mom's actually the first one who heard me singing because I thought she wasn't home. And she came home early from work one day, and I was in my room, and I didn't hear her come in. And it all started then.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great
amazing.
Story, man. Yeah. So your mom has been into music too before that, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I remember listening to all sorts of kinds of music, you know, on road trips and stuff with my parents.
Right.
And so when I started singing, you know, my mom, she thought I was like really good. And my confidence at that point, considering I was always in secret, it was quite low.
Right.
And then I started performing for audiences and I put a song on YouTube and then literally everything, my entire life, it completely changed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you go, girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, well, let's play a couple of your songs. Now, did you write these songs yourself, lyrics and melody?
Yeah, I do. Oh. Yeah, exactly. I write everything. It's. I think the thing I enjoy, one of the things I enjoy most in life is writing music.
Oh, wow. Well, it must come through in your songs. So let's take a look. Stay on the line. Take a listen, rather. Stay on the line with us. We're going to play September. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, this is actually my newest single. I just released an album called The Covers and the Sheets.
Uh-huh.
You can find that online on iTunes. And this song is the first single that came out from it. So this is, I guess, the most radio-friendly song from the album, and it's it was really, really, really exciting to record. It was a lot of fun with musicians and the producer, and I had written this song a good year before I even released it. So it was a lot of fun to put together, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Okay, here we go, September. September, Brittany Kwasnik.
That was awesome.
Yeah. When did you write the song? Is that pretty recent?
Yeah, actually, it's actually the most recent song that I've released. But I did write it about maybe 2 years ago. It's already been that long.
Right.
I have like a stash of songs I've been working on for such a long time, and they're still not released. So it's really awesome to, like, after 2 years, get that song out. And so, yeah, that's the first thing off the new album.
Wow, that's
hope
very
you guys
nice.
Liked it.
Yeah, we did. It's an amazing song.
Loved it.
And
thank you.
Yeah, it's also amazing, you know, just you know, that you've been able to let your talent come out so early in life, you know. And
yeah,
I admire people that go after music, because, you know, it's like everybody tells you, you know, go get a real job, you know, it's hard to make it, blah blah
mm-hmm.
blah. But, you know, I mean, the thing is, if you love what you do, then it doesn't matter if you become really huge, or, you know, or just you have a fan base. But the thing is that you contributing music to the world, and people like it, and they listen, And it's a great feeling, I think,
it's
right?
It's amazing how you're able to overcome your vocal cords being backwards and to be able to, like, not only get that under control, but go above and beyond and make an awesome song. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think sometimes when kids are told that they can't do something, I think maybe it helps them to, like, prove people wrong more. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
So, like, maybe that has something to do with it. I'm not so sure, but I did always love music. And I remember when I was told as a kid that I'd never be able to sing, I remember my heart literally sinking to the pit of my stomach. So I'm really, really happy that, you know, I'm able to do this today, like, despite what I was told.
Right.
And, like, I just want to inspire others to really, you know, pursue their dreams, even if they're told that they can't do something.
Right.
You know, go after it either way.
Yeah. You know? No, exactly.
I like what you said about, like, people, you know, they're told to get a real job and all of that kind of stuff, because, like, I feel like if someone is passionate enough about something that they want to do in life, that they'll be able to make it work.
That's true, yeah. And that's the thing, especially with musicians, you know, I mean, it's your life, you know, and I know if I was allowed to continue pursuing my talents, I probably would have done very well, but I just kept it as a hobby, you know, so, music is amazing. I mean, it's not just writing the song and singing it, but producing it and arranging it and recording it. It's just it's a great, great feeling, I think. Now,
it really is.
Yeah. Now, who's your producer on the album?
Well, I was actually a co-producer on this album with a friend of mine, Connor Siddell at Evermore Audio. He's also only like 19 years old.
Really?
So it was really awesome. We were like just young people just fooling around, you know?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And this was my second album that I've released. My first album, that one I had actually traveled to San Diego to record some of the songs with David Zeman of the Rembrandts.
Wow, that's pretty
nice. I was actually in California a couple years ago recording that one. But yeah, this new album, I just did it independently on my own in my hometown kind of thing.
Right. What's the album called, the new one?
The album is called The Covers and the Sheets.
Covers and the Sheets.
You can find that on iTunes, and you can find that online. Some songs are on YouTube as well. And it's funny because a lot of people, like, especially radio interviews, people question how to spell my name and all that kind of stuff. And I used to go by another name, BK.
Uh-huh.
And then they tried playing my songs on the radio and stuff, and people, like, were expecting a hip-hop artist coming on. And people would be like, BK, Burger King. So I actually changed it recently back to my... I changed it back to my my actual name.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It's fine.
I have to accept it.
But it's a bit hard to spell sometimes. It's Britney, not the way Britney Spears spells it.
Right.
So it's Brittany.
Right.
And my last name is Kwasnik.
Right. Britney Kwasnik. And you know what? We have time for another song. So I have Across the Ocean here. Is that also from the new album?
Nice. Yeah, it is actually, and I released that actually in November with a music video, and then the album came out in June. So you can listen to that one. It's a little bit more acoustic.
Okay, here we go, Across the Ocean. Cool. Very nice, very nice. Brittany Kwasnick, and this was Across the Ocean.
That was so good.
Yeah, it's really cool music, you know. Congratulations. I mean, it's not just...
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not just sitting there with the guitar and coming out with anything, you know. I mean, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I like this. Do you want to give credit to anyone else on the album or anything at all?
Just everyone who's listening, thank you for taking the time and listening to my music.
Awesome. So tell people where they can find you. Do you have a website, or should they just
yeah,
go to iTunes?
You can find me on Facebook or BrittanyKwasnick.com,
okay.
YouTube as well. Just type in my name, and you'll find me right away.
Okay, cool. And we'll put a link on our website so people can find you too.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sure, Brittany. Thank you. Congratulations, and all the best to you. Good luck with your career.
Good luck.
Brittany? Oh, she hung up already. Okay.
Alright.
So yeah, cute girl, great music. I like that. I like when people are inspired to not give up, you know.
Yeah, sounded great. She's very talented.
I mean, because God knows I wanted to have a music career, but I never pursued this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because I mean, again, you know, it's so competitive and stuff, and you don't know if people are gonna buy it and all that. So that's why, as an artist, you just have to express yourself, and you don't really, you know, have to worry about whether people are going to like it or not, whether they're going to buy it or not. You know, the same with a painter. You know, they paint a picture. They don't sit there and think, okay, well, will people like it this way or that way? They just express themselves.
Yeah.
That's what art is about, you know. So, yeah, so it works out that way. At any rate, too bad our other guests didn't call in, but we'll probably reschedule them.
Oh, wow.
They have a pretty interesting thing going on. And
yeah, at least we had a, you know, we still had two callers today.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and you know,
kept
besides
us busy.
Yeah, and yeah, Palm Springs stories, topless sunbathing and stuff that made the show. Quite
and
a visual for everyone.
I was debating whether I wanted to talk about that over the air, and I'm like, you know what? That's what this is
for. Exactly.
People want to hear the interesting, crazy stuff.
Yeah,
so
there's nothing embarrassing
there
about
go.
It, you know? There you go. Let people fantasize a little bit. All right, Mia. Well, that's it for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.